At last she was down. Peach Blossom and Jump both nuzzled her. The sparrows swirled around her but did not land. "They know what's coming," Kel thought weakly. She waved her dog and horse off, then threw up. When she stood, wiping her mouth on her sleeve, she turned to face a dark, dun horse's inquiring eye.
"Well, Page Caladri,"
the dun's rider, Lord Wilden, said dryly.
"Now you realise combat isn't woman's work. I hope you've thought better of this experiment of yours, now that you've seen blood."
"Sir, that isn't fair," protested Owen. Kel closed her eyes, thinking, not for the first time, "Why don't I have friends who know when to be silent?"